Glad you could join us, Mr. Brower. Welcome to everybody else here to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a terrific day today. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. And, yeah, make sure you guys are continuing to stay updated on the podcast and keep your updates on here. I was on Hagman last night. Long night with that. That was always fun trying to go to bed after a couple purple sticks on a two-hour show. So, but I had a good time, though. It was a good show with him. Covered a lot of ground, covered a lot of topics, covered some content as far as what very strange occurrence. And my condolences to the family with that Catholic church school shooting yesterday. That was another very bizarre incident. And he covered some stuff on that with some MK Ultra stuff that appeared on here. Again, not making any claims. But one thing I told him last night, I said, here's the thing you always got to remember. I said, and we talk about this on the show all the time, is, you know, every single day, thousands and thousands of thousands of people die in various ways. And they're all horrific in most cases because it's somebody's death. It's somebody's son. It's somebody's dad. It's a rough topic. I said, but always remember, the mainstream media always shows you and covers what they want you to focus on, what they want you to talk about. And I mean, suddenly after this shooting, this kid, they have the entire narrative already prepped on this kid. They have all of his videos, all of his content, everything he's done for the last 10 years, and everything lined up. And again, I don't know the whole thing about it. We discussed what we had last night on it. But again, don't let the mainstream media pump you with a bunch of fear or a bunch of hate in a certain direction. There's certain things that we need to address in this country and certain things that are causing problems, in my opinion. And me and him went into detail in detail last night. And we covered a whole article on the collagen peptides and how good they are as far as for joints and gut health and brain health and everything health, because the collagen is essential as far as for the skin, the hair, the immune system, the digestive system, and how it makes up so much of the body. And he was asking about, you know, helping out with thin skin. Absolutely. And that's on sale right now for product of the week on the collagen peptides on the site. You can check those out. Over 35% off. Got a lot of inventory in stock, ready to ship out immediately for everyone. So be sure to.
Well, wait, what do you say? How much off?
35%, actually. And what we did was, so you click on it and you add it to your cart, and the discount's added to your cart on this because it's such a big discount. We couldn't, there were certain ways to modify it. We had to do it so it's in the cart. So you can see here, if you want to get the 20 ounce one, it's $35. Gosh, I didn't realize that I put it that cheap. The 10 ounce one's $26. So, but I mean, you got to remember, this is straight grass-fed bovine collagen peptides. You're not going to find anything this kind of quality at anywhere cheaper than this. There's a lot of other companies that I looked at, and the good quality, everybody's in the $60, $70 range now on this stuff because of how hard it is to get good, clean, grass-fed bovine peptides. So if you're interested in it, give us a call. If you want to check it out on the website, it's there on sale for product of the week. And what do you think, Dad? I got another article I'm going to cover on it later. I had some people asking me about it.
I'm still trying to recover from what you told me.
What?
You told me I was looking scruffy.
I gave him a shirt. I had another shirt.
You said I had a bad shirt on the other day.
Yeah, don't send him letters. Don't reiterate what I said. I was private. I wasn't trying to put you on there on the show like that.
Scruffy.
It was stretched out.
I mean, one minute before I go on here, here, put this shirt on. You look scruffy.
Well, I walked in. I've been up half the night, so I'm trying to get everything prepped in here.
So if I look scruffy, guys, send me some shirts, extra large. What's that one, Built, B-U-L-B-Y-L-T?
B-Y-L-T, some nice ones.
Send me some Built black T-shirts, and I'll wear them. And that way the neck will be all scruffy. Well, the problem is I hang my glasses on my shirt.
Oh, like you can see that. What happens, the front starts stretching out on it. And just with V-necks, you get that look on them. They start looking really scruffy.
I know. You told me. I got it. You know, I'm like, this is great. This helps build my confidence before I go on air.
Hey, man, there's a very fine line with me in the morning after Hagman as far as what I have, as far as empathy and coming in. Nice point.
Oh, by the way, a lot of things are going on right now, but this is an interesting one. Armed drones are now being designed to neutralize school shooters in seconds. They're being tested in several school districts.
Remember what I just said a second ago?
Uh-huh.
Every time there's a crisis, there's always a knee-jerk reaction to design something that slowly takes away your freedom a little bit more.
Well, no, these are going to be flying around in the classroom.
This is armed?
They're going to be armed with pepper spray pellets.
Ah,
three districts in Florida will be testing out a series of new drones armed with pepper spray pellets that are specifically designed to thwart school shootings. Campus Angel Guardian, a Texas-based company that engineered the drone tech system, said that the exact districts will be selected by Florida's Department of Education. Miami-Dade County Public Schools, the largest district in the state, has already shown interest in participating and held test runs on their campus in July. Now, they're little drones. They actually fly around with, you know, pepper spray pellets on them. They usually hit you in the face.
Yeah.
Hope they don't hit you in the eye and put your eye out, unless you're trying to shoot somebody. The drones kept in secure charging boxes on participating campuses will be operated by FAA-certified pilots located in Texas. So not...
Whoa. They're going to be remote.
Yep.
Whoa.
So you don't need a pilot to fly a little plastic drone.
No, the problem I have with this is that means they're subsourcing out to another state, which means you're going to have somebody in another state who's going to be the direct response, direct action.
Yeah, wow. But each drone can be activated by school officials on site through a silent alarm or other mechanisms, according to Campus Guardian Angel. This is sad that the United States has gotten to the point now we have to have armed drones in classrooms.
We don't. We can have good security personnel. We can have retired veterans. There's all types of options that Florida has already put in place that they refuse to utilize because they don't want to spend any money. They're so stinking cheap.
Well, no, but these drones are going to be super expensive.
That's true. These are not going to be cheap drones. That's true.
Each drone is equipped with a two-way communication system, alarms, and non-lethal pepper spray pellets, the company said. The drones can also shatter windows with glass punch to create distractions, the company said. The drones aren't just let loose upon activation either. The company's commander, whoever that is in some other state, is charged with issuing a flight plan and working along school officials and law enforcement before engaging, according to the company. That's going to be a big delay. In a school shooting, most of the death happens in the first 120 seconds, like I said. So it's really about how quickly you can engage the shooter. All the while, the drone will also feed video footage to authorities. These are going to be expensive drones. The actual $15,000
$15,000 a whop and a $1,000 per month drone fee.
Yep.
Listen, what is wrong with DeSantis? He set aside $557,000 next year's state budget to cover the drones.
No, it gets more. Would cost around $1,000 a month for every 500 students. So if you have, 5,000 students, you're going to have it times 10. It's going to cost $10,000 a month to have the drone sitting there, plus a $15,000 purchase fee. You know what's crazy about this is you start to realize that a lot of people are basically on the take when it comes to all of this.
Absolutely.
Money. I've got a friend of mine, and it's kind of crazy because they have a father who came from Afghanistan, who was a general in Afghanistan, and all of a sudden he has two Amazon warehouses that he's running now. And he owns.
Of course.
And you wonder why did suddenly an immigrant from Afghanistan get two Amazon warehouses? But then again, what happened a few years ago, remember? What did the CIA give to Amazon?
Oh, the gigantic $650 million contract to house their servers.
All of this stuff becomes intertwined and interconnected, and you don't really understand how it all works because you don't see the behind-the-scenes machinations. Right. Now, this general from Afghanistan could be absolutely brilliant. He may have actually worked his butt off and worked his way up to this level. But, how many Amazon warehouses have you been offered? Austin, have you been offered any?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm still stuck on this, bro. It says the first deaths happened in the first 120 seconds. There's no way on any type of green earth you're going to have drones that are in all kinds of strategic areas that you're going to hit an alarm and they're going to deploy and you're going to have somebody in Texas operating them remotely and they're going to be able to do anything different. So you're dealing with a school shooter, right? Guy's shooting everybody. What happens if he just shoots the drone? Your drone flies in the hallway, starts chasing you. You're an active shooter. You're going to sit there and just look at it and go, oh, come on. Don't pepper spray me.
Well, you got to remember.
Look how close they got to get to it. Then 2 to 3 feet of him.
Well, you got to think, too, about this. $15,000 a pop, 10 of them is $150,000.
Yeah.
You have in a big school, you have to have 100 of them.
Plus $12,000 a year to keep them updated.
It depends on the size of the school. It could be a lot more.
Yeah.
So you're talking hundreds of millions of dollars in the state, if not billions of dollars.
$557,000 he just set aside for the state budget. That's going to be for grant money. That's not even including what the school's going to put into it. And here's my question. We already had an entire bill set aside for school shooting 4 years ago after basically what happened down in Parkland, right? Mm-hmm. And they came in and said, we're allocating funds for law enforcement or retired veterans or for teachers to be certified to be first responders at active school. There's this giant bill they put together on this entire thing to fund this, to have security for schools. Now suddenly we're getting this multi-million-dollar drone contract to have drones running around schools. This reeks of corruption once again.
Well, you know, we talked about it yesterday when we talked about how BlackRock comes in and buys every subdivision around and then jacks up the prices of the houses, but the contractors are locked into the original build price. And so not only do they make an extra $300,000 or $400,000 per house after their appraisals come in, they're able to maintain that value because they can sell the houses. Here's the problem, Austin. The houses aren't selling anymore.
No, that's the problem.
And this is exactly what happened with the derivative exposure in 2008 with the housing market when they were using derivatives to sell these big giant contracts with thousands of houses in them. They're doing the exact same thing all over again because it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's crazy.
Well, and the thing, you know, when I discussed yesterday as well, as far as with Doug last night, on, you know, kind of the decay of the younger generation and what's causing some of this, whether it's, you know, people are saying MK Ultra with this transgender kid that happened with the shooting, or whatever anybody wants to say on it, you got to ask yourself the question, why are these things happening repeatedly with these kids that are massively confused? And I told Doug, I said, you got to look at what they're being exposed to at a super young age. These kids in most cases are getting groomed from K and one, first grade. The public school system and some of these really, really democratic, liberal school systems, they're training kids.
We got that crappy one here in Polk County.
Oh, yeah. And we are actually quite good as far as the school system for the rest of the country.
Yeah.
And you have some of these areas like California where they immediately start doing these gender studies for 1 and 2 year olds first and second graders at story time. Well, are you sure, little Timmy, you're a boy? Well, we can talk about it. Let's read a book on it.
You don't have to be a boy. Be a girl.
You don't have to be a girl either. You can be a whatever. You can be a it. You can be whatever you want to be. You can be fluid. That's good. Fluid. Oh, I'm a boy one day. I'm a girl the next day. You want to talk
unstable.
About confusing and making a generation so unstable. And now we've got a whole range of things. AI toys for young kids sounding the alarm. Critics are sounding the alarm about AI-powered toys, saying that they may harm children's emotional development, pose privacy risk. They said, and it's going to result in a generation of youngsters forming their first real relationships with AI machines. These are AI-backed-up toys that essentially will have full, in-depth, detailed conversations with these kids at one and two years old.
With your children, by the way.
Yeah, if you allow it. If you buy this crap, keep the stuff out of your house. And so, again, they're saying Mattel owns a slew of popular brands, including Barbie, Hot Wheels, Matchbox, Fisher-Price, Polly Pocket, and they're the ones that are essentially running this, and it's going to be an AI-powered AI-powered product that incorporates ChatGPT in the children's toys.
Unbelievable.
Now you got to ask yourself the question. They want everybody to be consumers and obey and do exactly what they're told. Psychology manipulation is big business. Ad marketing manipulation is huge business. Look at what Big Pharma does.
Bernays started this.
Bernays started
years ago.
And they have perfected it to a T. And last night's show, I went into detail on this whole topic about 20 minutes with Doug on psychological warfare, psychological manipulation, MK Ultra. My undergrad studies in psychology. If you can get the generation as young as they can, you can control their minds. You can literally control their entire direction of what they do almost the rest of their entire life because they start having this connection at a young, young age. This is why you saw it happen with the Hitler Youth. This is why you saw it happen with Stalin. Give me your children, I'll give you a generation. The problem is if it goes in the wrong direction and it's not a Christ-based generation and it's a bunch of sick perversion that these guys like to do, you're going to build a generation that's completely and totally, completely unstable, dude.
Well, you know, Hitler said it this way, give me your children for one generation and I'll change the country.
Yeah.
Because you change the way the children think.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, too, of this drone thing a second when we were talking about it. You know, I used to teach at the FCI, the Federal Correctional Institute, for that year up in Tallahassee. And I remember they told me there was a phone on the desk, and they said if something happens and someone wants to attack you or knife you or kill you or shoot you or whatever they do with it or shank you, if they have weapons in the classroom, we'll be here within 60 seconds.
Right.
And I looked at him. I said, do you realize what happens in 60 seconds
in a fight?
I said, it's all over with this. It's usually it lasts like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Somebody walks up to you and sucker punches you, and it's done.
The MMA ring fighting, that's great. I used to train with all that. But you get in real, true hand-to-hand street fights, they're very rarely go much more than a few seconds. Unless it's just you have two really, really, really good people know how to fight, and they're extremely defensive. But majority of conflicts, when you have somebody that's trying to kill somebody or sneak up on somebody, dude, there's no fight. You got a couple seconds, and it always goes to the ground. Always goes to the ground.
And, you know, that's what I told them. I said, a lot of stuff's going to happen within 60 seconds. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And I remember I had a confrontation with a student in there.
Yeah.
Who was a felon, who's in prison, right? And I thought to myself, I almost quit. I almost just said, I'm giving you my notice.
I'm not getting paid enough for this.
No, I wasn't getting paid enough for it. And I told myself, no, I said, I don't walk away from stuff. So I finished the semester, then I quit.
Yeah.
I told the college, I said, I'll come back to the college with the students, but I'm not staying out here with these felons. I'm done.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we don't have an opening at the college. And I said, great, I'm done.
Yeah.
I had enough of it because I wasn't going to play that game with them.
Well, and what happens is, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I'm always such an active proponent of, you know, show of force, basically, and show of contact with these schools. You know, I told you guys, the homeschool co-op that I put together, and I again talked about on Doug's show last night if you want to hear the whole story, but I was adamant about having some type of security. This is a private Christian school. It was a homeschool co-op. It's this gigantic church complex. And some teachers and basically main directors refused to have any security there. And I said, this is a soft target. You've got 70, 80 kids in a church school with no hard security whatsoever, zero. And they said, well, some of the moms have their concealed carry permits. You know, they have some pistols in their purses. And I said, really? They're combat effective. Really, they're qualified for that. I say these moms are going to be trying to protect the kids the best they can. They're not going to be taking the threat. They're not going to be taking the fight to the threat. I say the biggest thing you want to do is draw fire away from the kids and keep them outside so the gunfight stays outside. It doesn't get in the classroom. These teachers aren't going to be able to do that. And so finally, me and multiple other dads, we end up hiring off-duty sheriff, marked sheriff security, every single school. And one of the biggest things, one of my best friends said, who's a SWAT team leader, he said one of the biggest things that does is a direct deterrent for a threat when they show up and they see a marked sheriff officer there at the facility. All of a sudden, it ain't a soft target anymore. Everybody knows in Polk County, the sheriff's department will kill you if you engage them. They will not shoot you. They will kill you. They were very clear about that. They're not going to come around and try to tase you or pepper spray you. If you come at them with direct threat to do bodily harm or anybody else around them, they're going to kill you for good reason. And so I said, this is the biggest deterrent. And they got so mad at us about it. I mean, they got a huge conflict. Well, the children are scared that there's a sheriff here. And I said, really? I said, go ahead and write down every incident that there's a complaint. And I said, give me the officer's badge number and his name, and I'll basically look into it and see what happened. Crickets. Nothing. Never got a complaint. So where's all these complaints you're getting? Then I talked to a bunch of other parents. I said, we love it. Thank you guys so much for doing this. Then finally, now we have basically a retired sheriff officer that works there. He's retired SWAT. They retired at like 45, 50. And he's basically there. And I've talked to him in detail. And he's still very proficient. He trains all the time. And we don't have Mark Carr there anymore, which I dislike. But this is the better option as far as from an financial standpoint because everybody was wanting to be so cheap and not throw in and support it. And but again, this is something that should be looked at these schools. You got a Catholic school church like this. Why was there no hard security there?
Well, you know, it's the same thing that I've talked about this before. You know, years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, there was a shooter at the mall, the Millennial Mall.
Yeah, I remember you were over there.
And they killed him in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And they came up to me. We're sharing one to go to Victoria's Secret, which I can't stand that school, that church, that whole thing with Les Wexner and Jeffrey Epstein. And I told her, I said, well, I'm not going to go. I'm going to stand by the door. I don't like this place.
Yeah.
And I remember they told me that I had to go inside and hide.
Yeah.
In other words, they were going to allow the shooter to come to me. I said, no.
And it kills your visibility.
No. And I said, no, I'm going to stand by the door. And I said, I'll take care of this. And they went ran back and told Sharon, I said, your husband won't come back and hide.
Heck
no. And I said, I'm not going to hide. And she said, is he by the door? And Sharon said this to him. Well, if he's by the door, don't worry. The guy's not going to come back here. He's not going to come back here. He's not going to get in. This is not going to happen. Because Ted's standing by the door, and Ted basically –
you're going to engage him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've taken the same tactical training classes that you have. And see, that's the problem that I have. I mean, then eventually they killed him in the parking lot.
And he was armed. Oh, yeah, he was shooting.
And they came back and told me that the threat had been, you know, had been neutralized. And I said, fine. You know? But I will say one thing, though. I mean, it was so funny because we were staying at a hotel in Orlando that night, flying out first thing in the morning to go to St. Louis. And I remember my adrenaline was so high that night, I couldn't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was prepared to defend with lethal force.
Well, no, because they put over everything. I remember you calling me afterwards because I saw a thing pop up on one of my feeds. I was like, dude, you guys still at the mall? You're like, yeah, dude, it's had an active shooter there. I'm like, crap, we're at the mall? You're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, what happened? How'd it go? Yeah, they killed him out in the parking lot.
And you knew that I would have handled it. And then Sharon,
same, I would have handled it.
Yeah, same, you would have handled it. But the problem is that you don't have a mother who's trying to protect a child hiding
exactly
in the back
right.
of the child. They're not going to engage
that's
the threat.
That's a whole different – you got a teacher in a school with 30 kids in her classroom, and all of a sudden you have a direct threat coming to the school. Their priority isn't taking the fight to the guy, and it's not supposed to be their job.
Here's the thing now. If I had not had Sharon with me, I probably would have exited the mall and just left.
Yeah.
because I was close to the front door.
The problem is if you're in a facility like that, you're already in there and you don't have enough intel on where the shooter mm-hmm. is. When you get out in the hallway, you have no concealment or cover.
No, I took cover.
Right. That's the biggest problem is, you know, you're out there in the middle of a hallway and the guy does pop around the corner and you had no idea what type of weapon he was carrying, a handgun. Mm-hmm. But if he's carrying an M4, he's got a rifle, he's going to have way more distance on you than you have.
That's right.
And you have no ability to get behind anything
But I'm just saying, had I not had Sharon in there with me, I probably would have exited.
Well, it's easier to move.
Well, it's the same thing. Remember that time? This sounds crazy, but I'm going to tell you what we did. We're at Five Guys one time, and we had your kids with us.
Yeah.
And I said, what would we do if we had an active shooter drill in here right now?
I told you immediately.
Yeah. First of all, you said get the kids out behind the house.
Yep.
Go through the fire escape.
Get them behind hardcover, get them behind the fire.
Yeah. And so you think, well, you guys really talk like that? Yeah, we really
It was being weird. He just brought the topic up, and that's why.
We had just had an active shooter.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
I brought it up.
I did about a five-second assessment on it, which I already determined. And I was like, yeah. And the thing is, you don't have to walk around being weird or paranoid or everywhere, but have a plan of action if something occurs. Don't pretend like everybody in the world's there to help you and support you and take care of you, because quite frankly, they're not. Well, there's some people out there that just don't care.
Well, I was out the other day, and I was with a friend, and I walked into the restaurant, and I looked around, and I thought, and I did an active assessment. I thought, okay, are there any weirdos here?
Yeah.
Because you can spot the weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're strange looking.
Well, yeah, until you can tell when
most
people are starting to sulk around.
Yeah.
You can tell, but they usually kind of have an attitude. They're postured up. They look like they're irritable. They're walking real quickly. They're acting erratic. You can tell, especially if they're blacked out.
A lot of times how they're dressed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I can't look scruffy on this show.
He's not going to let that one go, apparently.
Oh, by the way, Chinese property giant Evergrande is delisted after a spectacular fall. This is the big developer in China that was building ghost cities.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is a big
What happened
deal.
With this?
Well, the company, they basically don't, the population's down so much.
Yeah.
Chinese property giant Evergrande shares were taken off the Hong Kong stock market on Monday after more than a decade and a half of trading. It marks a grim milestone for once as China's biggest real estate firm with a stock market evaluation of more than $50 billion. That's before a spectacular collapse under the weight of huge debts that had powered its meteoric rise. Experts say the delisting was both inevitable and final. Once delisted, there is no coming back, says Chinese director of political risk consultancy. Evergrande is now best known for its part in a crisis that has for years dragged onto the world's second largest economy. Just a few years ago, Evergrande Group was a shining example of Chinese economic miracle. Its founder and chairman rose from humble beginnings to rural China to one of the wealthiest people in Asia. His fortune has since plummeted from an estimated $45 billion to less than $1 billion. He's still a billionaire.
I was about to say, he said less than $1 billion, so he's no longer in the billionaire boy status, I guess. Still a lot of money.
He was fined $6.5 million and banned from China's capital market for the life of his company, overstating his revenue by $78 billion. I mean, that's a big way to overstate revenue.
That's a big overstatement.
Liquidators are also exploring whether they can recover cash for creditors, taking his personal property. China's kind of funny about it. They may take him out back and shoot him and take his stuff.
They kind of do what they want over there.
Yeah. Yeah. At the time of the collapse, Evergrande had 1,300 projects developed in 280 cities in China. The sprawling empire included an electric car maker, China's most successful football team, and on and on and on this goes. Evergrande was built on $300 billion of borrowed money, earning it the unenviable title, the world's most indebted property developer. The ROT said, and after Beijing bought new rules in 2020 to control the amount of big developers could borrow. In other words, it went out and just started building these giant ghost cities everywhere in China, and nobody was renting them, and the people were basically just ignoring them, and now they have ghost cities everywhere.
I've seen that.
Yeah, well, that's what they were doing. So Evergrande is no more, so hopefully you didn't have any money invested in that.
Yeah,
what's your next story, my friend?
that's definitely, that one's over with now. Interesting, more information. They're trying to do, as I keep reading this stuff about here now, this FDA revoking the emergency authorization with this COVID shot, this thing is starting to get super convoluted now. And I think it's because they got themselves tied up in this twisted web of manipulation back in 2021.
There are too many of these officials that have promoted that shot.
No, that's exactly right. And there's too much, in my opinion, I think there was a lot of really manipulated backdoor deals to keep this shot on the market because of how much money was being fed to Moderna and to basically Pfizer.
And remember, the hospital's getting $100,000 in some cases.
Yes.
For per death they listed as COVID. And the crazy part about it is, who owns these hospitals?
Yes. And you got to think about it. Moderna and Pfizer, they were getting tens of billions of dollars in grant money over those 2 to 3 years with this COVID stupid shots where the government paid for all the shots. Don't forget that. We paid for all the shots of your taxpayer. That was the irony. They took a shot that never existed on paper. It was unbelievably toxic off the books that DARPA developed, and they couldn't get it to stick in humans because it was killing everything, including ferrets. They rolled it out and told everybody suddenly RNA gene therapy is okay. Then they said, we're going to pay tens of billions of dollars for it, and you're going to be forced to get it, you're going to be terminated. That just sounds like a horrible deal. Well, FDA now revokes emergency authorization for COVID-19 vaccines while they're trying to get other ones under regulatory approval. And I think this happened because there was so much manipulation. Federal regulators have revoked EUA for COVID vaccines, according to documents made public August 27th, yesterday. The FDA withdrew the emergency authorization for Pfizer, Moderna, and Novavax. All emergency use authorizations have been revoked now.
That means their full labels have to be listed now as what's in every one of them.
And so it also, too, may mean that they've had enough time now to do damage control, sweep the ingredients up, clean the research up, and come out now and say we have a safe and effective shot that's now been fully approved. Because it says here the withdrawal was happened in part due to the FDA's recent extending approval for Moderna's vaccine to individuals as young as 6 months old who are targeted by the emergency authorization. The FDA now, the emergency use authorization for COVID vaccines, once used to justify broad mandates on the general public, are now rescinded. Well, I mean, first off, this should already have been done. I'm glad it's finally done. I mean, you got to think, we're at the end of 2025. This emergency use authorization got put into place December 2020. Almost 5 years.
Trump did that.
We have never, I did the research on this, we have never seen a drug or a vaccine operate for 5 years under emergency use authorization. It generally is a few months.
Click on this one. Dr. Group Sue RFK.
Oh, this is another one I was going to talk about a little bit. Yeah. This is one that's going in. Doctors are suing RFK over altered COVID-19 vaccine recommendations.
There you go.
This is from last month.
This is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. They said the removal of recommendations for pregnant women and healthy children violate federal law.
What the heck, man? How does that violate federal law?
Recommending a COVID shot for pregnant women when there's been no long-term clinical trials on pregnant women with COVID vaccine, that's a problem now because you stopped recommending it? There were no clinical trials done on any long-term as far as health risk on this.
And now here's a segue story. America's leading physician groups are now openly defying RFK.
Yep.
U.S. vaccine consensus has officially shattered. I mean, think about this for a second. You've got a group of people out there now that are basically telling RFK they're going to sue him because he's not doing what he needs to do.
No, he's not doing what they want him to do is what it is.
So now you have this group of leading physicians that are coming in and saying, we're not going to listen to you. Now, why is that? Because, again, they're getting all of their money, especially the Pediatric Association, Austin, from having X amount of percent of people, children in their practice who are fully vaccinated. So now they're saying for RFK, well, you don't want to do the MMR shot or you don't want to do this or do that. We talked about this yesterday. RFK is coming out with a big announcement next month.
Yep.
You know, on 1 in 12.5 boys now with doggone autism. You realize how horrible that is? I told you years ago, pretty soon it'll be 1 in 10. Now it's almost 1 in 10. I don't want to be right about this. If this slaughter of the youth doesn't stop, pretty soon every single child will have some type of neurological
disorder.
That's
exactly right.
Now remember, this is just kids that are on the autistic spectrums, 1.2, 1 out of 12.5. We're not talking about children who have had neurological damage. We're not talking about children that have learning disabilities. We're not talking about any of that. We're talking about kids that are directly associated and been diagnosed with autism, 1 in 12.5 now for little boys. I mean, think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Where's our fighting force going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Where are the men that's supposed to be in the military supposed to be if 1 out of 12 are basically autistic now?
We got to look at it, too. And that's what I've been yelling about this for 5 years. I mean, up until just last month, we've still been injecting 6-month-olds with RNA gene therapy and been wondering, we don't know what's going to happen long term, so we'll just see. Dr. Marty Makary, the FDA commissioner, top vaccine official, signaled a change when he said the FDA would stop approving COVID vaccines for anyone absent clinical trial data. This is what happened with emergency use authorization. Remember, the amount of data that had to be submitted from the vaccine manufacturer drastically shrunk up. I mean, they didn't have to prove much of anything. It says right here, the FDA now will only approve products if it concludes based on scientific evidence that the benefit to harm balance is favorable, and we simply need more data to have the confidence for younger individuals at low risk of severe disease for the COVID-19 vaccine. Wait a minute. So we've been injecting this into children for 5 years. 5 years we've been injecting into these little kids. And now we're saying, well, we don't have enough data and confidence enough that younger children are going to be safe with this shot. So we're going to pull it back now. We're going to see some more data before we allow it to continue to go. What about the last 5 years of children? What about the last 5 years of pediatric involvement?
How about the myocarditis and the pericarditis of all these kids that's gone through the roof?
Yeah. What about all this? So now we're just going to ignore that? Whoopsie. I mean, we didn't just curb our wheel, you know, hit our wheel on a curb. Whoops. My bad. You've injected millions upon millions of kids with RNA gene therapy that you're now saying we don't have the confidence that younger children, basically, this is safe enough. Benefit-harm balance is not favorable. So we're going to pull it off the market. We're going to do some more testing now.
I've got a funny story. I'm going to have to segue for a second. I got to keep you from getting too angry here. Your veins are sticking out.
I need some sleep.
So curbing wheels. Okay, years ago, I had a really fancy little convertible. It was cute. And I decided to put a set of Lowenhart rims on it.
Those were really nice.
They were really pretty. And it was a black convertible, and it basically popped out. And now they have Lowenhart rims on it. And I remember they had an ice cream place at BMW. You remember the story? And you could go in there, and you could scoop your own ice cream into scoopers, right?
It was great, actually. Oh, it was Haagen-Dazs, too.
Yeah, and they had this one brand that was basically Belgian chocolate. Oh, my gosh.
Chunks of Belgian chocolate. No,
it was
chocolate
at Haagen-Dazs. And I remember I went there with Sharon, and since, you know, we knew the dealership, they said I could have ice cream. And so I got over. Don't judge me on this, okay? I don't want to be judged. I already got fussed out because of my shirt.
You didn't go there all the time.
Every once in a while, I'd go there. So I was over in that area one time. I told Sharon, I'm going to go get a scoop of Belgian chocolate. And I basically said to her, I said, would you like for me to get you one? She said, no, I don't want that ice cream. It's got sugar in it. I said, okay.
It was Haagen-Dazs.
And I said to her, whatever you do, I said, you're not going to eat my ice cream when I come back to the car. You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And I said to her, she goes, oh, don't worry. I don't want your ice cream. So I'm driving, and I was going through the parking lot. I said, here, hold this for a second. And, man, she starts chowing on the ice cream.
She's shoveling it down.
I mean, she's shoveling it down. I got like one scoop, and I'm like, what the heck? So I went to grab it, took my hands off the wheel, and curbed the Lowenhart rim.
You hit both of them, didn't you?
I think I got two of them.
I think I got both right side, if I'm not mistaken.
It almost blew the tires out of there hard. I had to have wheel repair.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked at Sharon. I said, this has become the world's most expensive scoop of ice cream. I started laughing. I said, next time I get ice cream, just take a scoop. It's okay. If you don't want your scoop, I'll have mine. Remember that? And that thing never would balance out right.
Wheels like that, they're never the same after you curb.
I think they were like 22-inch, weren't there? Something crazy
A 21, 22 staggers, like 21 in the front, 22 in the back. They look great.
Great setup.
They look great. I helped pick them out for you. I remember when you curbed and you came home and you're like, Austin! I'm like, oh, crap, what I do now? You're like, look at my wheels. I'm like, oh, thank God it wasn't me.
That was your segue story.
Yeah, I've got to calm down a little.
Not drinking enough water and your stress hormones like cortisol will go. And excuse me this morning.
Ugh.
I woke up this morning. I had this crazy dream at 3 o'clock. It was weird. I'm not going to tell you what it was.
To sleep, luckily for you.
No, listen to this. So I get up. I said, you know what? I've had enough. It was one of those really weird dreams. So I got up and I took two more melatonin at 3. So I'm a little staggery this morning. And I remember it was funny. I got my Bible out, and I read Psalm 91.
There you go.
Okay? And then I turn on my praise and worship on the back porch so I can hear it in the house.
There you go.
So now the whole neighborhood gets to hear my praise and worship at 3
a.m. Oh, you had the outdoor
speaker. Oh, yeah, at 3 a.m. And so I'm sitting there, and so I read for like an hour, and then finally the melatonin hit me, and I was so groggy, I crawled back into the bed and slept until almost 9 o'clock this morning, which was like an hour before the show started. And so I'm sitting here, so if every once in a while I slur a word, it's a melatonin hangover.
It happens.
Oh,
I was on the show with Doug last night till 11. And about 10:30, man, I just started gassing out. I had a big training session before that. Then we did the show, and so I took another purple stick.
Like, not at 10:30.
10:30, yeah.
Oh, she said.
So I got off the show. I'm wide awake. Man, I got stuff to do. So I get my laptop. Well, then I have one of my links on there, and F1 shows up.
F1.
So I watch the F1 movie, Brad Pitt.
That's a great movie.
Great movie, by the way. It's a really good movie. It's pretty clean, too. And I love racing. I love F1.
Notice it's not woke.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a bunch of perverted filth
in
either.
And it's still in the theaters playing right now.
It's a great movie. If you like racing, really good movie.
I watched that twice.
Yeah, so it's a fictional film as far as on racing, but they did a really good job with it. And you get to see a lot of the new concepts of the F1 cars.
Well, the thing that I didn't realize that they have like a team of like six people monitoring the car
all the time. No, got over 200 sensors on it.
Yeah,
yeah. They monitor. I mean, he comes back that one lap. And he goes, what is it doing? He's like, I don't know. You got 200 sensors on it. Tell me what it's doing. He goes, it's pulling tight in the corners on this, and it's pulling tight. It's oversteering out. Great movie, though. So I ate my eggs, watched that movie.
All last night?
Yeah, last night.
What time did you go to bed?
I don't know, like 2?
You should have come to the house. I was playing music.
I ought to know, and I ought to come over. So I finally passed out. Then I woke up early this morning, got back in the office, got some stuff done. So I'm here with you guys as well, staying on top of everything.
The first song was The Goodness of God. That's a great song.
That's a good song.
But anyhow, not drinking enough water, your stress hormones may go into overdrive.
Yeah,
adults who drink very little fluid basically had a 55% greater cortisol reactivity than people who drank enough water. Heart rate and anxiety felt the same in both groups, but their hormonal stress systems behaved differently. Urine color proved a simple indicator. Darker urine signals stronger cortisol spikes. Findings suggest that habitual low fluid intake may amplify the body stress response, possibly helping explain why poor hydration has been used and tied to health risks over time. This is a really good study, by the way. So here's what you got to drink. Half your body weight in fluid ounces per day. So like me, I weigh around 200 pounds. So I drink 100 ounces a day. That means I drink 10 ounce glasses a day. Now, what I have is a Yeti, a big Yeti. It's like 32 ounces, right?
Yep.
And so I drink like 3 of those a day. So I'm constantly drinking water. So you see me out. Yeah, same thing. Like this morning, I had a whole glass of this. That's almost a quart. And I basically drank that with a Purple Stick. Now, that right there constitutes almost a third of my water for the day.
Now. That is under normal conditions. If you live down here in Florida, a very hot, humid state, and you're working outside, you better drink more water than that, and you better take some Aqua Trace and some Ultimate Multiple.
And eat salt.
Yes.
Using our Redmond salt.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was a kid, and I used to be a block basin helper, right? I remember I had to mix up all the mud. I still remember it was 18 shovelfuls of sand for one block, one bag of mortar. And I'd have to shovel stuff into this. I'd dump it into the wheelbar, and I had to push this heavy thing. It was all day long, carrying block and mixing up mortar. And you talk about water. I went through gallons a day, and I took salt tablets.
Yeah.
Now, people don't do that anymore. I don't know why, because it can't be
cramping. They make a lot of drinks and stuff you can add to your water now as far as that, with
Yeah, but they had all those chemicals in them. And,
that's true.
A lot of that stuff has all kinds of trash in it.
Yeah.
And so again, make sure you maintain your electrolyte status. I had a friend of mine started having heart problems, Austin. Because he's in the sauna all the time.
Yeah.
Sweating all the time, drinking distilled water.
Yeah.
He started flushing his electrolytes out.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you're probably serious with magnesium, sodium imbalance. And so he started eating salt and taking magnesium, and it went away almost immediately.
Yep.
But so half your body weight in fluid ounces if you have a normal lifestyle. So if you weigh, again, 200 pounds, drink at least 100 ounces of water a day. Very, very important. Like Austin says, if you're going to be working, you can use the Aqua Trace and use the Redmond salt. I don't recommend store-bought salt because most of it's been bleached out. And it's got some pretty bad stuff in it. But, it's really important that you maintain salt. It really is. People, it's going to elevate my blood pressure. Not if you drink enough water. It just doesn't do that unless you have some kind of serious imbalance with your kidneys or whatever.
Well, you got to remember, too, one of the main reasons it causes issues with blood pressure and salt is people taking enormous amounts of sodium chloride on their food, straight sodium chloride. The Redmond salt.
It's processed in the food.
When you're looking at the Redmond salt, it is a full-spectrum salt base. It's got everything. It's got manganese in it. It's got magnesium. It's got potassium because it's a salt that we get out of the earth in Utah. The stuff is pulled up, I think, about 5,000 feet down in these salt mines where it's harvested. So you get this raw salt. It doesn't have any exposure to chemtrails or any other toxins in the outside element. That's one of the biggest issues with regular salt is they put them out in the bleaching fields and they basically sit outside and they pick up any contaminants in the air. The salt that we carry out of Utah, incredible stuff. Tastes amazing, by the way. You add it on your eggs, you don't even have to use a lot of it, and it adds a super rich flavor to it, not just a super salty standpoint to it. And so, again, that's why it's really important to make sure you're keeping those mineral balances. And the Aqua Trace we have, I add that to my water almost all the time. A couple drops to it. You don't need a ton of it. It's a strong formula, but I always add that all the time. And another article here going on the collagen peptides. This is something that I covered a while back ago, but it's a really good article because it really goes into detail on how important these are for the joint, skin, and muscle. And it says top 10 compelling reasons.
Wrinkles.
Well, that first one in here, it says it plumps up the skin. I talked this about
wrinkles.
Hagman last night. Notably, nutraceutical collagen product markedly improves skin in study compared to control group. These findings suggest that collagen peptides play a pivotal role in reversing the effects of aging on the skin for those seeking a youthful look. Biggest one for me reduces joint pain and stiffness. This right here has helped me keep my shoulders in so much better shape. My rotator cuffs. I've had multiple rotator cuff injuries. I raced motocross for 10 years. I still feel it today. But again, this is something that really, really does a great job at reducing that, especially when you're lifting and using regular, even not even going super heavy, but keeping your joint mobility where it needs to be. Because remember, all your ligaments and tendons, your connective tissue, it's all made up of this stuff. And so this is really interesting. The authors found that supplementation was associated with a significant impact of muscle protein synthesis. Also helped out significantly with joint mobility and easing discomfort. Third on here was improved muscle health and recovery. This is why I said take the Fit Food with the collagen post-workout. It gives you almost a compounded, amplified recovery effect when you take two of them at the same time. Bone loss reduces bone loss. Collagen's decline with age can result in lower bone density. Research indicate long-term use of specific collagen peptides significantly boost bone mineral density in postmenopausal women. I didn't even know that. That's actually a big deal.
Bone density is very important, especially if you're a tall woman and you're in menopause.
Speeds wound healing. This is a really important one. Your studies showcase oral collagen supplements' role in healing severe burns.
And they also, if you get cut and get a laceration, if you don't have the collagen, you can't repair
it.
You need vitamin C and collagen.
Open wound on there, yep. Improved sleep. Study with active men with sleep disturbances showed consuming collagen supplements at bedtime resulted in fewer nighttime awakenings.
It also helps reduce the elevation of cortisol in the middle of the night, which is a stress hormone.
Collagen does?
Because it's a protein.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
It's like eating an egg.
That's why I always tell you, that's why I always eat four eggs usually at bedtime on it. And it's, my recovery's good. My sleep's better.
Well, yeah, because you don't wake up hungry.
And boost immunity. This is a big one on here. Collagen, while not directly combating colds, it plays a significant role in strengthening the immune system. Promotes gut health. Research involving healthy women revealed that consuming 20 grams of collagen peptides daily over 8 weeks significantly reduced digestive issues such as bloating, pointing to collagen's potential as supportive elements in the diet. Aids in weight management. This is important because when you eat proper amounts of protein, you don't stay hungry. That's the problem. A lot of times people want to go on these diets, these fad diets, and they start eating the wrong types of food. And what happens is they stay ravenously hungry all day.
Well, I know this
you don't have to stay hungry to lose weight.
I know this one lady, she's a vegan. And she's sick all the time.
Yeah.
And she's tired all the time.
She
sleeps all the time. And, you know, she's got all kinds of, you know, emotional problems all the time. You know, when you don't eat the right food, your brain can't work right, Austin. And if you don't have enough protein, then they want to live on soy protein, and the soy protein messes up their hormones.
Well, and remember this also. You're not getting enough protein. You're not enough nutrients. You're not exercising enough. You start losing muscle tissue.
Mm-hmm.
More muscle tissue you lose, the harder it is to burn body fat. We've talked about this in detail. You can't fast yourself and starve yourself and cook all your muscle off.
Well, every pound of weight loss,
pound of muscle.
Every pound of muscle burns about 500 calories, 50 calories a day.
Yeah.
And so when you cook your muscle off, all of a sudden you lose 10 pounds of muscle. Now you've just lowered your basal metabolic rate by 500 calories. Now you have to drop your calories in order not to start gaining body fat.
And this is why so many people are having so many problems when they're taking Ozempic, because they're losing so much weight, not just body fat, they're losing muscle tissue. And the more their muscle tissue, that's why you see them now, some of these Hollywood celebrities, they look like they're completely and totally just like anorexic. They have no muscle tissue. I mean, there's one the other day, I saw a movie star the other day, and I guess he'd been on it. I mean, he had like, I'm not joking, like maybe 10-inch arms, 8-inch arms. I mean, he looked like he was sickly, going to die. Face all sunk in, he's been bragging about Ozempic. I'm like, but I think you're done with it now.
Well, no, I've seen it. I had a friend of mine. She'd gone through that bariatric surgery, had a gastric sleeve done. Great lady. And she'd lost 120 pounds. But her face had completely sunk in from it. She needed a facelift. She needed to get her face plumped back up again. And I felt bad for her because she really wanted to lose the weight. And I asked her one time, I said, you know, you lost all this weight. I said, the reason you lost the weight because you had to reduce your food intake. Because you couldn't eat anymore. Your stomach's too small. I said, wouldn't it have been easier just to have reduced the food intake to start with and not have to do this to your stomach and to your gut and to everything else? Because remember, your stomach produces stomach acid, Austin.
Exactly right.
And if you eat a meal, you require a certain amount of stomach acid. If you take that stomach away, those cells that were there producing acid aren't there anymore. So now you're going to be taking the digestive enzymes the rest of your life, if you have sense. Or if you continue to eat the junk food, you won't maintain the lean muscle weight like if you don't take the collagen.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden our hair started falling out.
I remember one of our real good listeners, real good customers too. You know, he came in the office not too long ago. He's down like 100 pounds. Great guy.
Did it right.
He said that. He goes, I did this over like a 2-year period because I didn't want to lose the muscle. I didn't want to lose the skin elasticity. And he's looking great now. And he's been doing it every day at a time. And it took longer. It did. It's going to take longer. It's way easier to go get a shot of Ozempic and stick it in every single day.
Or get your stomach cut out.
Yeah, it's faster. But again, you don't put in the time, which causes a whole host of other problems. And the last one on here says improves cardiovascular health with the collagen. It said collagen is crucial for arterial structure. It bolsters cardiovascular health. Research indicates that collagen peptide supplements may reduce fat mass and low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, enhance fat-free mass, and lower systolic blood pressure.
Now, I want to say something
here.
That's
a big deal.
This is important, okay? Arterial structure. The other thing that maintains that is the collagen with the vitamin C.
Yep.
This is why when you don't get enough vitamin C, you bruise constantly.
Yep.
Because your arterioles are not being supported properly, and they rupture so easy.
Yeah.
Now you get a little bump, and all of a sudden your whole arm turns
bruised. You see
and
that? People get older.
And you get it down. You get down on your these people. Some of them aren't older. They get down on their knees. All of a sudden they're bruised because they kneeled on their knee one time, and now they got bruises all over their legs. And you're like, what happened to your leg? And
that's true. Oh,
and it's vitamin C deficiency, a collagen deficiency. And again, I saw it repeatedly with that individual that was basically a vegan.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this to you. You can get mad at me. You can send me all the letters you want. If you're a vegan and you don't eat cheese or you don't eat dairy or you don't
eat eggs.
You don't eat eggs. You
eat
don't
eggs
eat
as a vegan?
Okay. No. No, you eat no animal proteins at all.
I'm asking this on air right now.
Unbelievably unhealthy
I'm asking
diet.
This on air, and you just give me your honest opinion because I'm not going to try to at anybody on here. What is the legitimate purpose in people's minds where they actually want to go vegan? Is it because they want to try to like virtue signal, or is it just they're misinformed? Or what's the true reason? Because I've never understood it.
Okay, well, number one, some of them do want a virtue signal because I don't want to take anything from an animal because animal has
morons. Like, okay, well, I get that concept.
Got it.
But does anybody else actually have a legitimate purpose to do it? Is there any purpose to it short term, possibly?
Well, they think that they're going to be healthier because they restrict animal protein because they've read too many articles on this. And this is a big problem that I've seen.
No, I have too. I hear a lot now.
And here's the problem. They read one or two articles and now they're going to be vegan.
Right.
Well, they don't read the 500 articles, how bad it is.
That's valid.
You know, they don't read it. They now, I'm going to be this. I'm going to virtue signal. I remember one time, I'll never forget. I'd bought Sharon. I paid like $500 for this fox coat.
Yeah.
It was a really pretty fox coat. And don't send me a letter on it. I don't want to hear it. And, you know, and so I still got the coat, beautiful coat. And I remember we went out skiing out in Breckenridge.
Yeah.
And some girl was working there. And she was so jealous of Sharon's fox coat. She starts in on Sharon and goes, I can't believe that you're wearing fur from an animal. Blah, blah, blah. It's just, I mean, it went berserk. And I looked down at her. She's wearing leather tennis shoes. And I looked at her. I said, what's wrong with you?
You got cowhide on your feet.
You got cowhide on your feet. Well, that's different. I said, that's not different. What do you think? It's skin to skin. And I said, you're being ridiculous. And Sharon was so upset by it, Austin, she didn't want to wear the jacket again.
Really?
No, because she felt as though she'd been attacked.
Yeah.
You know? And see, people get like that. They virtue signal.
No, I know. That's what I was asking. But I wasn't sure because I've never found anything positive on it. I wasn't sure if there was some type of positive aspect.
Well, no, I was a vegetarian for years, you know, because I had some issues with my heart when I was in my 20s.
Right.
And I had to reduce the amount of, you know, but I still ate eggs.
Yeah.
I still took protein. I still did all that. And I knew I had to have adequate amounts of protein. I didn't want to be using soy products all the time. So that's the problem. If you want to be a vegetarian and you still want to use butter and you want to use eggs and you want to eat fish or whatever, that's no big deal.
Okay.
But if you decide, I'm going to be a vegan, you know, I'm going to virtue signal.
Well, that's most of the time I've always heard of. I'm saving the animals and the planet.
Well,
every
one of them are deficient in C and B12 and a whole bunch of other supplements if they don't supplement their diet.
Well, it's funny you said that because I remember one of my real good buddies, he's got a wheel repair company now, ironically, out in Tampa, and he was dating this girl a couple years back, and we were out at dinner one night, and she was talking about that. So I ordered a big old filet. And she's like, oh, I don't eat that. I'm going to eat like a salad. And she always had bruises.
Always.
It was like, I mean, she like bumped into a wall. She was like 28, 29 years old. She was young.
And I told this lady who had bruises all over her, I said, do you realize how unhealthy your diet is?
Well, that's why, I mean, even this, just one serving.
Because you don't have the collagen to maintain the arterial walls.
Well, and one serving of our collagen still has 250 milligrams of C, which is not some massive mega dose, but it helps out with the collagen if you really want to stack it together, the vitamin C powder that you like now so much.
I'm out. I used the rest of it this morning.
Come to the office. I got plenty for
you.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, by the way, how is allowing 600,000 Chinese students putting America first?
Wow.
This Fox host is grilling the Trump Commerce Secretary Lutnick because basically he's allowed six 100,000 Chinese students into the United States for education. During an appearance on Fox News Monday night, Trump administration Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick was grilled. No comment. By Laura Ingraham, I almost said something I shouldn't have said. Host Laura Ingraham over the president's recent announcement that 600,000 Chinese nationals will be allowed to attend U.S. colleges and universities. With all due respect, how is allowing 600,000 students from the Communist Party of China putting America first? Lutnick explained that Trump's point of view was that this, if you didn't have the 600,000 students, you'd be emptying them from the top. All the students would be go up to. You know, I apologize to you. When I try to read stuff, it is written so crappy that I can't read it. And I'm just give you a segue here for a second. If you're a college student, or if you're writing an article or anything, read the stinking thing out loud before you print it. And then correct it so that somebody can read it. A lot of articles from a lot of different news sources, I can't even read with certain writers because they're doing exactly what this does. So anyhow, let me try to read it slower. If you didn't have those 600,000 students, you'd empty them from the top. All the students would go up to better schools, and the bottom 15% of the universities and colleges would go out of business in America. So he's taking the rational economic view, which is classic Trump. But why are you helping Harvard, Ingraham pressed? That just helps Harvard and UCLA and UC Berkeley. Y'all helping those schools, why? They're basically factories of anti-American propaganda. Now they're getting a big influx of cash because of the Chinese students. I mean, I know President Trump has always been very pro-Chinese student. I don't understand it for the life of me. Just a little Southern accent. Those are 600,000 spots that American kids won't get. Changing the subject slightly, Lutnick said he's involved in changing the H-1B program because it's terrible, with Ingraham calling it a scam. Okay, now let me stop for one second here, and let me just kind of just share with you this. The same group of communists that took over Russia took over China. It was the same thing. It was all paid for by the Rothschild banking cartel. And they set up the Chinese, you know, with Mao Zedong and all the rest, to basically become a communist nation. And they were very effective in communism in China, and they were not in Russia, because the Russian Orthodox Christian Church did not want to do this because they made the state God. The Chinese didn't really have Christianity there, so they were easier to take over. So now we're having 600,000 Chinese come in, again, control through the Rothschild banking cartel. You know, when you realize that you've got a group of peoples that sit there and control the fate of the planet, and they move you around. That's why they call it, the book by William Guy Carr, you need to read that book, Pawns in the Game. We're just pawns in their game. They move us here, they move us there, they move us here, they move us there. Well, we have to have, you know, 600,000 Chinese students trained in nuclear energy. Oh, there you go. We have to have 600,000 Chinese students, you know, trained in, you know, in AI. We might as well give them the best that we have at our university system so they can take it back to China. We have to have 600,000 Chinese students trained in H1N1. We have to have 600,000 Chinese students trained in mRNA vaccines, Austin. And we have to make sure they could take the research that sometimes is confidential and put it in their suitcase or email it back to China. Now, we had all that crap happen already with, you know, with this whole thing with COVID. Don't remember the Wuhan laboratories and all the rest, and how these guys were coming over, how Charles Lieber, who was from Harvard, who worked on the lipid cell technology and how to get the stuff into the lipid membrane, into the nucleus of the cell to replicate, how he basically ended up giving this information to China, and then he was arrested for it. All of this stuff is all tied together. Because remember, the people that run the planet don't care about you. They don't care about me. Because their masters, if you want to call it that, are basically inbred fallen angel DNA.
Dang inbreds.
Well, they are. And you see, they don't have to see what they do. They keep the bloodlines the same because they're easier to possess. And it's very, very important that we understand this. And I cover this in depth in Angel Wars.
This just came out. The White House just terminated the current CDC director.
What's wrong with that woman? She's
a vegan.
Oh, yeah, is she vegan? Look at her.
No, joke. Don't send emails on that one.
No, but this is a big deal. She wouldn't resign. They flat out terminated her. This just came in. It said less than a month after she was sworn into the CDC, she has now been fired. White House spokesperson said she'd not align with the president's agenda of making America healthy again, since she refused to resign despite informing Department of Health and Services leadership in turn to do so. The White House has terminated Manares from a position in the CDC. This is really odd because in most individuals, when they're in selected positions, not elected positions, they usually will resign before they get a termination on their record. They'll just say, you know, so-and-so resigned, so-and-so resigned. She's been formally terminated as a CDC director.
Well, remember, the HHS, this is Kennedy again, announced earlier on Wednesday that she was no longer the director of the CDC. And says Robert F. Kennedy has full confidence in his team, who will continue to be vigilant in protecting the Americans against infectious disease. So what happened is, the only person that could have really pushed this would have been Kennedy.
Yeah.
So in other words,
Something happened.
She wasn't doing this. She says she was the first CDC director since 1953 not to hold a medical degree. She received a doctorate in microbiology and immunology. That's still pretty stout.
Yeah, I was about to say,
honestly, that's probably harder than an MD degree. Lawyers representing Monrez posted an X Wednesday that, contrary to government statements, she has neither resigned or yet been fired. Now, this is interesting, too.
Because the White House is saying she's been terminated now.
So lawyers say that Zaid and Abel Lowell alleged that Monrez had been targeted after refusing to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless directives and fired dedicated health experts. In other words, Kennedy came in and says, look, this is what we have here. We have this. I'm speculating here. We have this research from double-blind clinical research studies that say all of this, but she's been so indoctrinated into believing what she's believed that she's been taught it's not true, that she goes, I'm not going to rubber stamp this.
Exactly right.
Kennedy goes, out. Done. You're going to listen to me or you're out.
She refused to rubber stamp unscientific, reckless derivatives.
No,
see what they're spitting at.
Yeah, no, this is what they're doing is they're lying. She would not take the lies that have been taught to the American Pediatric Association about all of this junk that they're giving these kids or whatever the source
maybe. That's speculation right now.
Speculation.
But that's always how they twist the narrative when something happens or somebody doesn't do it.
Ah, here it is. Told senators today during her confirmation process she values vaccines.
There you go.
Public health interventions and rigorous scientific evidence. She mostly avoided questions about whether those positions placed her at odds with Kennedy, who for years has questioned the efficacy. I just told you it's about the vaccines, and here it is.
That's what it is. That's exactly what happened.
So bravo to Kennedy for dumping her. You know, see, it's just because you put somebody into a position of power and you later realize it was a mistake, you can do something about it.
Well, you've got to remember, just a couple months ago, HHS dismissed all 17 members of the CDC vaccine advisory panel, ending the agency's vaccine recommendation for pregnant women and healthy children. That happened 2 months ago.
Now go back to her picture. She looks as unhealthy as it gets.
You
joked and said she's probably a vegan. She is insanely sickly. Now,
I'm not just picking on her for looks.
She looks like she's got all kinds of blood sugar issues, got all kinds of deficiencies, and she looks like she's filled with parasites. And I hate to say that. No, because I saw this. No, when I had the clinic.
You just went there on that.
No, I did. When I had the clinic, we had a test that would test people for parasites.
Yeah.
And invariably, when they came in with their hair looking like that, they had parasitic infestation. She probably has a house full of cats. And don't send me letters on toxoplasmosis and toxoplasma.
It's a real thing.
I'd like to find out, does she have cats? And, you know, whatever. But she looks sickly as crap. And so why in the world are you going to put a sick person who looks like
this
ahead of
this? CDC director, bro.
Her PhD is very, very documented. But the problem is she has been brain indoctrinated for all of these years to believe these studies that aren't true. And now they're coming in and saying, these studies aren't true. Here's the real studies. And she goes, I'm rejecting this.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, guess what? She's been rejected now.
But it's funny, though, to me, though, that the White House is confirming she's been terminated. Her attorneys are saying she has not been terminated. She's not resigned. So
it's funny she's already got the attorneys involved. Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like what I'm doing.
If she hasn't been terminated and she hasn't planned on resigning, why does she already have attorneys responding for her on X?
Oh, by the way, next time I play worship and praise, I play the worship and praise music, I'm going to pray for you guys while I'm doing that. I enjoyed that last night. I had a little concert here at the house. It was great.
I just missed you on that one.
Yeah, you should have come up to the house. I love you guys. Thank you for supporting Health Masters.
Yes.
Forgive my slurring of my words today on my melatonin hangover, but I really appreciate everything that you guys are doing today and for us and supporting Health Masters. Get your collagen, get your vitamin C.
Huge sale.
It's all about wrinkles. And yes, a little bit too big of a sale. I would have done that, but that's okay. That's okay.
Hey, listen. You're never at the office.
Well, that's because I look scruffy on the show. Hey, I love you guys.
Jump on the sale if you guys need it. Call us. Team Health Masters. Check out the site. Make sure you're signing up for the weekly newsletter here. Name, email. Get the email sent right to your inbox. You don't even have to look for them. Get the shows every single day. And be sure to check out all different specials we have. Bestsellers. Appreciate you, my friends. great wild shows this week. Hope you've enjoyed them. Check out the Hagman Report as well. We'll talk to you on this show tomorrow, as always.
And always remember, Jesus is the author, the finisher, Amen. And the perfecter of our faith. And to him, we owe all things. I love you guys. Have a great, great day.